After 25 years of wrangling, planning and promises, there's still no train line between Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast. I know, we've been talking about it a while. I remember when I was back here in 2014 and 16, we were talking about it then. It's certainly been a discussion and a lot of people wanting that service. Last year, though, there was a little bit of a flash of hope as the coalition MPs in the final days of the Morrison government made a $1.6 billion promise to make it happen. The state would have put up the other half, but so far, that hasn't happened, with the state saying that it will be considered once a planning study wraps up. But after 25 years on the drawing board, a new reason to worry. The federal government has vowed to do a short, sharp review of every project on its radar and cut those that won't work. Now, the Sunshine Coast Mayor Mark Jamieson told our reporter Owen Jarks why he believes our rail plan is unlikely to be derailed once again and what he's been told by the minister herself.
I've met with Minister King, who is the Minister for Infrastructure, as well as local government in Canberra a few months back now, and I've met with her previously, and she has consistently said that the new federal Labor government would honour the budget commitment. However, that budget commitment was only for $1.6 billion, which suggests the project is in total cost $3.2 billion. I think everybody accepts that that number will be considerably higher than that, and probably always was going to be considerably higher than that. But I mean, in my conversations with her, I believe she remains committed to our rail project from Brisbane to Maroochydore.
One of the things I note that the minister said in some different doorstops yesterday was that she'd be working very closely with state and territory leaders. In Queensland, that's obviously Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk. The Queensland government hasn't committed to building this rail link at this moment. It's still doing some more planning studies. Are you concerned that in those conversations, the Premier might see fit to say, well, we have so many other infrastructure projects, this one could lapse or could be cut?
Not necessarily. I think the Premier understands how much growth is occurring in that corridor from Brisbane to Maroochydore, and the importance of public transport is quite profound. You know, the challenges we have with constant upgrading of Bruce Highway will just go on and on forever and ever unless we provide some real alternatives. And this rail line connecting Biwa to Maroochydore, but obviously creating a great route between Brisbane and Maroochydore, is absolutely vital. And the government just can't keep putting these things off whilst at the same time taking huge amounts of taxes out of the Sunshine Coast region. We don't mind contributing our fair share to the state's coffers, but at the same time, you've got to see some investment back for those taxes paid.
When you look around the country, Mayor Jamieson, are there regions of a similar size to the Sunshine Coast and its proximity to major centres that's lacking a rail line like we are?
No, not really. If you think of the sort of outer suburbs of Melbourne and out to Geelong and places like that, I mean, they're very well connected. The same with Sydney, between Sydney and Wollongong and Sydney and Newcastle. I mean, the Sunshine Coast is amongst the biggest centres in regional Australia and a key part of that SEQ network, and a major delivery partner, a key delivery partner in stage in the Olympics and Paralympics, along with Brisbane City and the Gold Coast. And that's, you know, 9 years, we'll have that on our doorstep. So we need to have more effective public transport connecting Maroochydore and the Sunshine Coast to Brisbane. At the same time, we obviously need a better localised public transport system as well. And I've always advocated that those two should not be in competition, but rather be complementary as an integrated public transport system for the future of the Sunshine Coast. In 20 years' time, there'll be another 200,000 people on our doorstep. So, you know, we've got to be seeing that infrastructure being built in to cater for the needs of all those people.
Mayor, are you concerned that as the clock keeps ticking towards the Olympics, we may get a rail line, but it may stop, say, at Caloundra or Kawana even?
That does concern me. You know, whilst it's my hope that wouldn't be a reality, because the centre of the Sunshine Coast will be Maroochydore City, and that's where all the land use planning has gone in around creating a genuine city that needs to be connected and needs to be connected all the way through to Brisbane. So I keep fighting as hard as I can on behalf of the entire Sunshine Coast region to get the very best outcome we can.
That's the Sunshine Coast Mayor Mark Jamieson speaking to our reporter Owen Jacques about that train line that's been a long time in the making but hasn't really happened yet, 25 years.